hot, let's go to bed. Don't forget to turn on the light. Don't laugh, babe, it'll be alright. Pour me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try to get it on like once before. When people stared in Jagger's eyes and scorn, like the video films we saw. His name was always Funny, and he shrugged and asked to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid. And
let me put my arms around it. It's hot, let's go to bed. And don't forget to turn on. Like the video films we saw.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Reavers. Hi, I'm Brian Young. We have Marie Michelle.
Howdy ho.
With all sorts of clothes on. Are you like cold? Are you chilly?
No, I just haven't taken off my clothes.
I'm thinking opening a window.
Hero is hot.
It's hot, isn't it?
It's very hot.
Okay, I'm gonna crack a window in a bit. What's up, Jimmy James?
How are we doing, Brian?
Good, good. Oh, I was just bummed out. The reason why we heard, I love David Bowie's Driving Saturday, that was us, might be in Jimmy and I, Thigh Scraper's version we were just listening to. And yeah, I did start off with David Bowie, but I was playing with a CD I had just picked up, Bob Geldof, Under the Influence, and there's all these great songs on it. I was going, yeah, oh my God, Bob Geldof doing these? That's so cool,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I throw it in, and it's David. I can make this.
You should.
Is Bob Geldof getting money for putting other people's songs on?
He's been getting money ever since he did the original.
These bands influenced me. Pay me for that. What's that all about?
Didn't he do the first Live Aid or something like that?
Yeah. So I mean, I love Bob Geldof, but yeah. I mean, what is this?
When you become knighted,
Under the Influence.
When you become knighted by the Queen, and you are now Sir Bob Geldof, like Sir Paul McCartney, you could do pretty much anything you want, except maybe get into an after-hours party if you're Paul McCartney.
I thought that was funny.
Oh, I don't know if you saw that in the news this week.
What happened to Paul McCartney?
He went to go to an after-party at the Oscars. He had Taylor Hawkins from the Foo Fighters with him.
Right.
And he went to some rapper's after-party, and they refused to let him in.
Why?
Did they know who he was?
Somebody had to know who he was.
I know. How can you not know
They had it on the news. And Paul, you know what Paul's response was? Well, I guess I'll just have to write another hit.
Why wouldn't they let him? I know. He's a Beatle. What?
He's a Beatle.
They wouldn't let Paul McCartney into their party?
That's right.
It's cold.
That's
rappers.
Lame.
Cruel,
what is that?
That is cruel.
Wake up.
Gangsters.
Well, I didn't mean to cut Bowie off short. I just wanted to, I don't know. I threw ours on under frustration that it wasn't Bob Geldof.
Yeah, I'm saying, that sounds awful familiar to me.
Maybe we'll hear some. I'll play some Bob Geldof after Bowie. How's that sound? It's Station to Station on MFO. Hey, you have a request, 617-627-3800. My friend Roland is coming in. He's got very hard to pronounce last name for me, anyways.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have him introduce himself when he comes in.
Yeah, I tried to read it. It was no way.
But he's gonna make it. Have you seen him? Is he in the building yet?
He's on his way up.
You talked to him? You spoke with him?
Yeah, but Marie did, didn't you?
On the phone just a second ago?
Yeah.
That was him.
Yeah,
this is Roland, but
yeah, he's on his way.
Cool. And then we have Tyler Morris
coming on. Yep, 17-year-old
guitarist extraordinaire.
Yep, and that ought to be a lot of fun.
Sounds good. Hey, here's some Bowie grooves. Somewhere amongst us. The train!
Both, the plane.
Thank you.
WMFO, you're on the air.
Well, great. How are you? We're at your upstairs door waiting to get in.
Oh,
the show
upstairs.
Is doing great.
Right on. Who am I speaking to?
This is Guy Morin.
Oh, hi, Guy. I'll send someone right out for you, all right?
All right, thanks, man. Rock on.
Right on. Cool.
Thank you.
You want to go out and get him, Jimmy?
No. Jimmy's gone down 4 times. I'll go.
I've been down there.
No, he's right outside. He's outside the door, he said, I think. I don't know. Go ahead, Marie. You can do it. We got Boomtown Rats right here. And,
did you want to say it?
Yeah. Well, we're going to do some Papa Joe and some Walter Noons because they just sent me their new stuff.
Local guys, yeah.
Yeah. I'll come back and talk about that right after this. So. WMFO in Medford.
Medford.
Boomtown Rats, up all night. People sending me all sorts of stuff. Some sorts of stuff I might just lay on you. They're in the bag, lay on you, Jimmy, because I'm just like, huh? I look at it, I don't know. It could be like metal. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Could be anything.
There's like a bunch from this label or something that just happened in my mailbox.
I do a fair amount of driving.
Yeah.
I'll check them out.
You can check them out. I don't know. They might be too much for me, but I'll send you in first.
Why you numbskull?
Walter Noons and Papa Joe both sent me... Well, Walter Noons sent in a whole album. So I know he said there's a favorite on it. I haven't had time to listen to it yet, so we'll hear something brand new from Walter Noons after this. This is a Papa Joe song. He's been jumping all around, yelling to everyone that will hear. It's on the radio. apparently, me and Marie Michelle are in the song.
I guess so, yep.
So
snuck you into the mix, huh?
Congrats for your single, Papa Joe.
Yes.
We have to check it out. I mean, we're in it. So here it is. It's the Papa Joe out. I'm not sure if he's going by Papa Joe or the Papa Joe Show. I can change that if you
is
want.
Is Bob Geldof getting royalties from this?
I don't see it. I don't see that Bob Geldof was influenced by Rolling Long.
Well, you better check it out, especially if you're in the mix. Watch out there, Papa John.
It's Papa Joe. And
Papa John's Pizza,
maybe
sorry.
No, Papa John Phillips. We might play him later.
Yeah.
I liked his music, the old perv. Papa Joe, here we go.
My song for Marie Michelle and Brian Young. Have to
Papa Joe Show.
Papa Joe Show.
Thanks, Papa Joe. Oh, Walter Nunes. I love Walter's stuff, but he sends me the CD, and everyone loves Souvenirs. Play that one. Now, I haven't heard it yet, so of course I'm going to play the one that he's asking, says everyone likes.
Right.
Says my Souvenirs.
But it's like...
It's 7 minutes, 24 seconds. It's like three times as long as Joe's song.
The short version of Vinagata Da Vida, where they cut out the drum solo.
I know Walter's really good, so... This could be him right here. Let's see. MFO, you're on the air.
It's Walter.
Walter. What's up, Walter? Speak
it's
of the devil.
It's not Walter. I'm sorry.
Huh?
It's Rosie. It's actually Rosie.
Rosie.
So, has she been calling lately? I haven't heard her on the line.
A couple weeks ago. Yeah, no, I think she missed last week for some reason. Who knows?
She used to call a couple times during the show. I hate to interrupt your show. Your show's doing great today.
So no, perfect timing. Well, I was just going to play you.
Excited about the guest. But speaking of Rosie, I think she requested a song like a month ago, and you played it. It was like a Cars demo of Moving in Stereo.
Oh,
it anywhere.
I believe it's on like the Cars extended versions or something.
Oh, man.
Something
when
we have over here. Huh?
Yeah, you play. I can't find that anywhere. I was like, when did that come out?
I'm not sure. I'll look it up. I'll look it up and tell you later. I'll play something from it.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah, whenever you get a chance.
Yeah, like after the guests, I'll play something from it.
All right, I'll be listening, man.
Okay, Walter. So, my Souvenirs, you think, is this one rocking?
What's that?
For you, is this what? This is Walter Nunes, right?
No.
Oh,
I'm just messing with you.
You nut. Who is this?
I called. You were said, oh, this might be Walter.
Right.
Like,
I see what you did.
Rosie.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just some nobody out in Malden.
You're
I'm
a big kidder. You kid.
Just a Cars fan.
All right. I guess we have to go with my Souvenirs. What is your name, sir?
My name's Mike. I've called before. I'm from Malden.
Okay.
I'm a fan of the show.
Well, I'm glad you're listening, Mike.
You punked us, Mike.
Yeah, you punked us good.
Thanks, brother. You sound like Walter, actually.
Well, that's cool.
I think that's why it worked.
His Walter Nunes.
I should have played along.
Thanks, Mike. Talk to you later. His Walter Nunes, my Souvenirs.
Dance, my first girlfriend's passing glance, dancing on the high school floor, never gonna do that anymore. The moments that we shared are lost within my souvenirs. My first band and my first friends, a few short years from becoming men, girls and drugs and parking and cars, so confident that we were stars. Make them all disappear. Just like those other souvenirs, on a foreign stage, the understudy let out of his cage, so afraid of forgetting his lines, unaware of how he shines. I barely remember being there. One of my earliest souvenirs, cut loose from the moral code, turned down every road, broken hearts and broken vows, everything them near together with my souvenir. Ecstatic visions, drug infused, professing genius, resolute, avoiding every challenging test. A self-absorbed narcissist, always right to mock and jeer. A best forgotten souvenir. Finally learned how to play the blues. Found someone who could have loved me, but I was afraid, unsure, untrusting. Motivated by my fear, another shameful souvenir. It was about that time that I met you, the only one I could be true to. But I was afraid that you would hurt me, so I made sure that you desert me, as the end is rightfully near. Enclosed with it my souvenirs, filled my pain with a debutante who gave me everything I could want. But even she saw that I was hopeless, and so she went, leaving me helpless. And still I clutch and tear, at those painful souvenirs. Since then I've learned to live in my skin, except for the occasional heroine who dared to be my heart's desire, but ended up consumed by fire. Lest you think I'm insincere, disregard my souvenir. Close my eyes in the dim light, listen to the sounds of night, as I fall into that gaping hole that consumes my life, my wit, my soul. And it finally becomes clear, these are all my souvenirs. We'll be right back.
101.5 WMFO in Medford. New, brand new from Walter Noons. Probably the first time ever played on the radio. That was My Souvenirs, Walter Noons. Thank you, Walter. And now, I'm proud to present, introduce, Roland...
Corsidianzada.
Corsidianzada.
Wow. That's it.
I got it?
Yep.
That's wow. One word?
One word.
That's not a hyphen?
Nope, no hyphen whatsoever.
Okay.
See? It's simple. Look at it on Facebook. It's incredible. How's it going, Roland?
Going good. Glad to be here.
Right on. I first met Roland, what was that, three years ago?
Two and a half years
ago. Halloween, there was a haunted maze down where Starland used to be in Hanover. Mm-hmm. What do they call the place now?
Some sports thing, whatever right. It is.
Yeah, right. But not too many people came to our maze, but we met. And it was fun.
You know why they didn't come? Because we scared them all away.
Yeah, we were too scary.
Should have been there.
We actually, we got paid for that. That wasn't a bad gig.
Yeah. You know what I did one time? I was dressed up as a zombie, and then I just went outside and ordered a pizza at a pizza parlor. These people who had seen me all my life, they never talked to me, but once they saw me in makeup, they just started talking.
Was it then, that time?
Yeah.
That's funny. So what's your new movie, Roland?
It's called What's in a Fortune. It's about a guy who decides to make it his New Year's resolution to live his life off of whatever the fortune cookie says. If the fortune cookie says jump, he asks how high.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Is a lot of this already filmed?
We haven't filmed it yet.
You haven't filmed
anything
yet?
We're in pre-production. We're actually shooting next month.
Oh, okay. So shooting starts next month. Mm-hmm. And you have, I see that you're asking for extras for a couple party scenes?
Yeah.
Is that something you want to say? I mean, you might get jumped on now. There's millions listening.
Oh, no. No, I'll go to the backstory a bit. See, I figured that anyone who decided to live his life off of whatever the fortune cookie says would have to be young and foolish. No offense.
Okay.
So I made it a college student. And once it took place in a college, I figured out how I wanted all the characters to be. And I figured there has to be some type of group where these characters who'd never hang out with each other would be part of, so I created a co-ed fraternity. I call it Alpha Alpha Pi.
Oh, I've been to plenty of when I was a kid, you know, parties where there was just like clash of the different people.
I've never been to a college party.
I'm not saying college, but but young adult. I mean, I didn't go to college. Look at me. You think I went to college?
No, you didn't.
Broadcasting school.
Yes.
Broadcasting school and welding school, if anyone wants to know my credentials. On. Mm-hmm. Sounds strange.
There was some elementary school in there too. I went through the fifth grade.
Havily school down in Situate. Enough about me, Roland. Go right ahead. What were you gonna say?
Okay, so basically, we're having two frat parties. One at the beginning of the semester in January, right when it's New Year's. Hence the decision to make a New Year's resolution to live your life off the fortune cookie. Mm-hmm. And one in May. So we're shooting both those frat parties back to back, and that is going to be in Mansfield.
Awesome.
Okay.
Sounds great. Yeah. So, you want to give the info to find, like, if somebody wants to find this?
Find the location?
Location? Because you're going to be shooting and you need extras. You're just asking the general public if they want to come?
We're asking anyone who can look like college students. Who look like they'd fit in a college.
Yeah. Just, it could be an old party asshole like myself too.
Yeah, exactly. And in fact, I think Brian's gonna be there, am I right?
Yeah, I'm gonna bring I actually have some nice striped bell bottom pants I'm gonna be wearing.
So, oh great. Yeah.
I have a white pair and a purple pair, so I got one for both parties.
That's great. I just had to point out, if you're gonna be there both days, bring two sets of clothes.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. I got purple and black ones for one day and white and black ones for another day.
Yeah. Maybe the white one would go good for winter, but that's a topic for another time.
Okay. Yep. You're the director. You're going to direct me on that when I'm there.
Yep. This is going to be my directorial debut. Before this, I've been involved with about 35 independent films.
Okay. So, you're producer, writer, director. You're doing it all.
Yep. Producer, writer, director. I'll be the editor afterwards.
That's
incredible.
Excellent.
I know.
And of course, I mean, this is a music show. We love movies here, too. So I asked you what your favorite band is. And Nine Inch Nails is up there, you'd say?
Nine Inch Nails, yep. Absolutely.
Right on. Thank you very much, Roland. Say your name again.
Corsidianzada.
And the movie is?
What's in a Fortune.
And that will be shooting soon. Look it up online.
Where can they
I feel big things for Roland.
Where can people contact you? On Facebook?
On Facebook or through email at rkprez17@hotmail.com. That's rkprez17@hotmail.com.
Right on.
Okay.
Thanks, Roland.
See ya.
All right, man. Well, I'll see. Definitely. What's the date again that we're shooting?
We're shooting these scenes April 2nd and 3rd.
Okay, cool. I'm going to put it on my calendar. Thank you, Roland. What's in a fortune? Look for it.
Right on.
That was great.
Thank you. up on the stage is only one sure way to bring the giant down. Deep the screams of amateur things with a one flat foot on the devil's wings.
Quiz, which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one. It's not a funny song.
101.5 in Medford. We have Tyler Morris coming up. Stick around.
I sure killed me for another drink. Let's drink to the last shot and the blood on the dishes in the sink. Blood inside the coffee cup, blood on the tabletop. But when you quit, you quit. But you always wish that you knew it was your last shot. When you quit, but you always wish that you knew it was your last shot. I shot blood at the fly on the wall. My heart almost stopped, hardly there at all. I broke the mirror with my fall, with my fall, fall, fall. Fall, fall, fall. Give me a double, give yourself one too. Give me a short beer, and one for you too. And a toast to everything that doesn't move. It doesn't move. But when you quit. But you always wish that you knew it was your last shot. When you quit. But you always wish that you knew it was your last shot. Whiskey, bourbon, vodka, scotch, I don't care what it is you got. I just wanna know that it's my last shot. My last shot. I remember when I quit pretty good. See, this here's where I chipped my tooth. I shot a vein in my neck and I coughed up a Quaalude. On my last shot. My last shot. Here's a toast to all that's good, and here's a toast to hate. And here's a toast to toasting, and I'm not boasting. When I say I'm getting straight. When I say I'm getting straight. But when you quit. But you always wish that you knew it was your last shot. When you quit. But you always wish that you